I'm speaking with Elise Millman, who's the Associate Principal Bassoon Player in the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Elise, you've chosen a really gorgeous playlist full of music that you say uplifts your spirits. Tell me something about the process you went through in bringing this music together.
Hi, Miranda. Well, actually, it was sort of easy. These particular pieces just came to my mind very quickly.
Yes.
And actually, in looking at them and listening to them again and writing about them, I've realised that all of them have a strong emotional association with various happy times in my life. I think that's the thread through them all.
So are those times necessarily to do with when you've played them with your bassoon in the orchestra, or are they other times as well?
Yeah, I guess partly some of them were in secondary school when I just was had a chance to attempt to play some of them in a group for the first time, and I had this sort of moment where I thought, oh my goodness, this is just so empowering and strong and meaningful. It just was like food to me, you know. I just had this realization, I guess, and it stuck with me.
That's the power of music, isn't it? That moment where it strikes deep into your heart, isn't it? And it's bigger than any other effect that one can experience, really. It's so instant.
Totally, absolutely agree with you. And I guess playing some of the Beethoven movements in particular, he writes in such a way that you just cannot help but give everything you possibly have at that moment. When you're playing his music, it's like another otherworldly power, you know. It's just, for me, it's really quite
extraordinary. He is a genius, isn't he? And the two movements you've chosen from two different symphonies, they're just so uplifting. That is just exactly how to describe it. And especially that final one with that, what musicians would call a dotted rhythm, but it's like a skipping rhythm all the way through it. Never stops, does it?
Yeah, driving and lifting upwards. Yeah, it's really special. And actually those two movements, the two symphonies, Beethoven 4 and 7, I was lucky enough to play with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. And it was at a time when I'd been in an opera orchestra for about 10 years and I hadn't played a lot of symphonic repertoire.
Where you're on the stage as an orchestra rather than in the pit under the opera singers.
Yes, and you're playing just for the sake of the music rather than being part of this incredible creation with music and visuals that opera has, or dance from the ballet. And so it was a real awakening for me to be up on the stage and just do music for music's sake. And so that's another association. You know, it was really thrilling.
Oh, that sounds very special, Elise. And the other thing I notice about your playlist is you've chosen the first works are movements from works that are about fantasy. So you've got magic in there with Midsummer's Night Dream, which is about Shakespeare's Midsummer's Night Dream, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's true. And actually, we played this music during our signing for our wedding, actually, because of that magical, happy, positive, the natural world, and, you know, the fairy spells and the skipping along rhythm. It's just gorgeous. I really relate to it. Yeah.
Oh, you must have a very blessed marriage, Elise.
Yeah.
With music like that for the signing of the register. And I also see Pulcinella in there. That's a ballet.
Yes, I all of the movements of Pulcinella make me want to move, and I find them really, they make me feel like dancing, and you give me a feeling of exaltation. It's a combination of that neoclassic look that Stravinsky's given it, that I like those, both the eras of music. The contemporary Stravinsky, he's always really generous to the bassoon. Mm-hmm. But you know, looming in Pulcinella is a very challenging extended bassoon solo, and that always adds a shot of adrenaline that I associate with this piece, you know. So it's a real ball of energy.
The listener mightn't have that shot of adrenaline. They'll just go for the pleasure, won't they?
That's right. Oh,
and then there's Queen of Sheba.
Yes, that Queen of Sheba. I heard this first when I was at high school, and my friend used to play it on the flute with piano accompaniment, and it stuck in my mind as great fun and celebratory, and, you know, has these split arpeggio figures that drive through the gorgeous, powerful harmonic progressions. You know, it's just...
It's a celebration, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just for no other reason. It's just...
Yes. As you say, it's noble as well as celebratory, isn't it?
Very much, yes. Yeah.
And then I see that extraordinary moment in Zadok the Priest where the choir comes in. That brought tears to my eyes listening to that, because it's just archetypally profound as well as extremely beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, I guess knowing that it's used, it has been used at many, many coronations of kings and queens for hundreds of years, I guess that adds to the power, or maybe it's the other way around, you know. It has that graciousness and that sense of expectation.
New beginnings.
Yeah, yeah. It's really positive, you know, empowering. And I first experienced this at secondary school again. Our choir master organised us all to play and sing this movement. And when I was sitting in the ensemble, it possibly didn't sound, of course, as good as a professional ensemble, but that sense of uplifting, intense chord progressions just was overwhelming, actually, and stuck with me ever since. You know, it was really quite profound for me.
Yes. Well, I think you've done an amazing job pulling that together, Elise, and you've given us some wonderful insights into how music can uplift us and give us hope. So thank you very much for sharing that wonderful playlist with us and for bringing it together with such skill and letting us know a little bit about how it makes you feel and the part it's played in your life as a musician. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me, Miranda. I hope it brings everyone as much joy as the music's brought me.